Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. And this week is going to be a great show. They're going to talk about a riddle that, with the answer, is going to tell you whether or not you're a psychopath. And they're going to talk about a bathroom that's so dangerous you had to wear safety goggles to go into. And these Yelp reviews. How factual are they? And I'm Stormin' Norman, and I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. And just a disclaimer real quick.
What's the disclaimer, honey?
Well, first off, you're mad at me because you got my cold.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, I'm really sorry you have a cold.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
You're really sorry. So we're both going to be like laughing and coughing a day slightly.
And stay tuned, though. Don't turn us off just because we don't sound professional.
We keep it real here.
That's right.
We sound professional because we're keeping it real. You know,
okay.
We just don't buy into the idea that we have to call a medical doctor and have like fluids injected into our bodies.
Yeah. Which is like what's really happening now on the Housewives of Dallas and the Housewives of Beverly Hills. When any of them feel a little under the weather, they hire an ambulance or whoever, EMT, to come and administer fluids.
Yes. And what's funny is that, you know, I think this is ridiculous, but because it shortens your cold by 4 or 5 days, but it costs like $500.
Yeah.
So. You're like, I guess if that's $500 you want to spend that way, that's great.
Yeah. I just assume inject the fluids in me with laying in bed.
Yes.
You know,
lots of studio soup.
Watching any good, you know, old time movie.
Yeah.
And it's chicken broth.
And here's the thing, when you have a cold, you know you're about ready to break through to the other side because you just have had enough cold drops and chicken noodle soup. Like, you just can't
have one more. Yeah. Is that when you know you're getting better?
You're getting better.
You're I cannot take one more Ricola.
Exactly. I have something to share, too, before our radio show.
I tell you what I can't stand.
This
is my personal peccadillo with you.
Oh, God.
Is that when you have a cold.
You have many, by the way.
Yeah, I do.
I know. I really go ahead.
And I'm not judgy.
No.
It's just like, I would not do that.
Right.
It's like you leave the house with always a fresh roll of toilet paper.
Okay.
And that is exactly what you do. And you keep it up front.
Yes.
And you pull off a little toilet paper, you blow your nose, and eventually after 2 or 3 hours, wherever you're at, you got a nice little big pile of toilet paper. Yesterday we were in the golf cart riding around.
Beautiful day.
It was, and you know, guy, we were parked, and a guy parked behind us, and I was like, you know, hello, and I realized there's this big roll of toilet paper, you know, in my golf cart, and I'm like, it's not mine. I didn't know what to say. I have Kleenex.
I'm not claiming this clean roll of toilet paper. I'm like, because oh my God, it's so funny. Because they shut the water down.
Yeah.
So people are just like, well, I may have had to take a crap in the woods. I'm not saying I did it or didn't. But I'm taking
it's that time of the year where we travel with toilet paper
because
here.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, we're actually talking about our little, I'm not actually going to say where it's at, but we have a little, we have this little kind of park model that we bought in a campground.
Right.
And it's, you know, and it's in the Midwest, it's not unusual in your campgrounds to close down the water in, you know, November.
Right.
And then, you know, reopen it in April because a lot of times they didn't dig deep enough for their system. So they shut it down. And that's what happens. They don't shut the park down.
No.
But
they said, you know, we're not officially closed, but the season's over. They can still come and visit.
Exactly.
Do what you got to do. It's just that you can't use the water. But we keep a bathroom open across the way.
Yeah.
And that's all you need.
That's right.
And you know darn well there are people there living there all year round. You know they are. And that's fine.
You're not supposed to. But
I bet it keeps the riffraff out.
and we just, we actually love it. We love going there, you know. And what was I going to say? I was thinking about how when we were, I'm not going to say the name of the place. But I'm going to say that they did put Yogi to sleep, and now he's in hibernation.
Oh, thank God. The way you said it, like, oh my God, put Yogi to sleep.
Yeah, no.
He was not doing well.
No, he just goes into hibernation until April, which is sort of sad to see him go. But I was thinking, you know, when I looked at this place, you know, and I was looking at their Yelp reviews. And it is interesting because I'm not one that does that.
No.
And I was thinking back to the before there was Yelp reviews, that there was this little place in Wooddale that the guy opened. His name was Luigi, or maybe it was Aldo. I don't really know. But we could go there, and you know, I'm Italian, and get the best dang food,
right?
You know. And he'd come out of the kitchen, and he'd start out with a salad, and then he'd have his homemade minestrone, and we used to always get this lasagna, and it was like fabulous,
right?
I mean, exceedingly fabulous,
right?
And during the time we were waiting between our minestrone and you know the lasagna, he'd bring out a big cheese tray,
right?
And then sometimes he'd fry up some. Fried eggplant. Mm-hmm. You do the eggplant, a little tomato sauce, and a little mozzarella over it, you know. And I started telling people about it.
Right.
Because it was so fabulous, seriously. And the price was so good. And you just felt like family there. It was just like kind of like a little dive. And you'd go in, they had the red and white, you know, checkered tablecloths and, you know, pictures of Italy and then I can remember after doing that there was one time that Norm and I went there and there was a line out front.
Yeah.
And I went, I'll never do that again.
Yeah, I'll never share anything.
I'll never tell anybody that this is good.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really like protecting myself. And I went, well, you know, kind of cruel on my part, you know, that... And so when I just happened to come across a Yelp review of this place.
Right.
And it really was just like two Yelp reviews, honestly. I mean, it's crazy for something that's been there 40 years or 50 years. I don't really know. And one Yelp review is, I don't know what happened to this place. My daughter worked there during the summer in between her, you know, junior and senior college year to make some money. And at the Harvest Moon Dance or something, she was, you know, assaulted by a drunk DJ.
Yeah.
And, you know, he got a piece of my mind and I pulled my daughter out of there, you know. And so he gave this place, you know, like one star.
Right.
You know. And the other one, I can't remember exactly what it was. Do you remember it? It was something like...
Just that...
It looked like it needed some upgrades.
Yes.
Yeah, it looked like it just, you know, and that is exactly true.
You're right.
And I was like...
Who doesn't? I could use a little upgrades.
No, I don't, but I was like, yay.
Yes.
I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to like, oh, you people are so wrong.
Right.
I like that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
stay away.
Don't
think of it as the worst place in the world and you never want to go.
Yeah, it's not the happiest place in the world. It's like, no, you know.
No.
Because I love it the way it is.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's got some kind of an undercurrent there, mm-hmm. you know, which is like it's all for the kids,
uh-huh.
blah,
on
blah,
the weekends,
blah.
Right? Yeah,
but that's not really true.
100%.
If you go and you talk to the real people there, the adults there, it's like, no, we love it here,
right?
You know, they'll have signs on their cabin and said, you know, don't knock now, I'm drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and
we're not talking about 20-year-old adults,
no,
22-year-old adults that are drinking.
We're talking
about
50
and older, 50 older, 60 older, 70 older,
driving around in their golf carts, you know, and but everybody's really friendly. Like when Norm and I were there last weekend. It was, you know, like I said, they were putting Yogi to sleep and sad.
Right.
You know, because he's just hibernating now, you know. And people are going, oh, you know, hey, you know, we're driving around the golf course, you know, see you next spring and enjoy the, you know, enjoy the season. And everybody's just like really happy there.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the kids.
No.
I'm talking about people like us.
And they say, like, a lot of the cabins say, you know, grandma and grandpa's place.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Our grandkids are 30. They're not coming here anymore.
I know. I don't, it's like, I don't get it, but I don't want anybody else to get it either, you know?
And,
well, and remember, like, we were you had gone swimming, and there was this, literally every, the place is cleaned out, but they keep the pools heated until they absolutely can't
anymore.
This has
been a warm fall, so we got lucky.
Yeah. And there was this, you know, guy and a girl. We now know that they were on the, they live on the same street, but they're not married to each other.
Right.
But they had their, he had his little six pack of brewskis and she had her little box wine and they're in the water and Julie comes in and I'm thinking, oh, she's going to, you know, break up this little, they were like, no, get over here, girlfriend. Yeah. Where are you from? And you know, and
you're going to like it.
You're going to love it here. And I mean, it's just like, so, so friendly, you know? And we were cleaning, you know, because we just literally just recently moved in.
Right.
You know, maybe within the last 6 weeks or so.
Right.
And so we're still kind of exploring the cabin. And Norm was kind of cleaning out one of the back, in the back bedroom, one of the closets that goes pretty deep. And he's like, what is this? And he's reaching in and he pulls out this, and this is literally the truth, this huge, I mean, armful bag of, the only thing I can call it is like Mardi Gras beads.
Oh my, what are they, like Mardi Gras colors too?
All different colors, pink, blue, green, you know, and they're just these, a huge bag. And I don't know if it was purposeful that they left. Now, the people that we bought the cabin for, I think he was probably, his wife had passed away.
Yeah.
And to me, we met him once or twice.
I think he's approaching 80.
I would say 80, maybe early 80, something like that. So, but you wouldn't think, you don't think of them as swingers.
You don't think, but you don't know.
You don't know, though, but you don't think of it.
Because when you hear stories about, like, nursing home people.
Yeah.
And, like, gonorrhea's on the you know.
Yeah, the STDs, excuse me, STIs.
STIs are on, you know, what's the biggest population of STI increases? You're like.
Over 80.
You're like, what the F? You know, and I'm like, that's crazy. And then you might need to break down the statistics a little bit more to really figure that out. You know, like you know, because if you have one person and then two people have it, now it's 100% increase.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to really break down, but it's really sexy to think, like, we've had a 40% increase in STIs in our facility, you know, like, who's doing that?
But I have this feeling, though, that we haven't necessarily contacted, you know, but I had this, just a feeling that there's this undercurrent there at the campground.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Of older people and swinging.
Right.
And we couldn't imagine, like, I'm going to leave these Mardi Gras beads behind.
Yeah, why do that?
And like, Dad,
what was a little card in there that says something like, enjoy.
Enjoy.
Or sanitize first. You know, I don't know.
I don't know either. But on further reflection, though, number one, technically, the campground's closed during Mardi Gras.
Right. But they have Christmas in July.
They have Christmas in July. They have Halloween in September.
Right.
Everything kind of moves up. Oh, I get what you're saying.
So they could have Mardi Gras in
May. We might have missed it.
May.
Yeah.
For all we know.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. And so we were thinking, so this big, huge amount of beads, had they gotten it? Or have they, or do they use it like?
They purchase this bag so they can then give it out.
Like, see, I could see, like, because we have this, like Four Seasons room in front of the cabin, and then we also have a porch. And I could see people, because people do walk by.
Yeah.
Or they drive their golf carts by, and I could see, like, hey, show us your titties, and then throw them.
Wouldn't it be weird if it was something like the guys were having to do it, like, you know, like, we talked to the guys, show us your guy titties. Because by this stage, they all kind of have them. Let's just face it.
That's true.
They all have them.
And the men boobs.
Yeah, and that's legal in this day. And you're like, hey, show us your man titties. And you're like, woohoo.
Throw them a bead.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
We're getting, all the girls are like, we're getting our power back.
I have yet to see, though, a guy driving a golf cart with man boobs and man bun. I would be
you haven't seen that yet.
I haven't seen that yet.
Well, it's coming.
It will come.
No, most of the guys have short hair.
Yeah.
They're basically, they to me remind me of They're from the suburbs. Union or cops, you know, yeah, that retired, well, like, the, they put their 30 years
several
in.
Retired cops.
Yeah, they have.
Exactly.
They've been working at 22, put yeah. 30 years in.
Yep.
And, you know, when you're 22, 30 years is, like, a long time.
And this
when
one guy.
When you're approaching 50, you're like, yeah, nothing.
And he's probably about 50, 55,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I would think so.
And, you know, his kids are all grown.
Oh, yeah,
they
come
have
on.
Grandkids. But they're not giving up this
Heck
place.
No.
He's got a little kegger
yeah.
on the outside
oh,
of his
yeah.
place.
He's
you know?
Partying. He's got friends yeah. that come out there every weekend.
And then there was this one place that has a sign that says if you they have a party every year. And
yeah.
I can't even
is that,
remember.
Well, one says if we're not home, we're out drinking.
Yeah, but there's that one that has that.
Well, the one that several people have created tiki bars.
Yes, yes, that's for sure.
Called, out in the back.
Yeah.
So this is a really interesting place.
And these people actually use the tikis for bars.
Yeah,
not to protest or whatever.
Yeah, or become, you know. Yeah.
So I do have a, I don't know if you want me to tell, I do have a campground story, though.
Well, first of all, we talk about social media a little bit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And, well, you know, you go ahead and tell your campground story first.
No, no, it's, should I?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Well, this has to do with Nirmano again.
Oh, okay.
And it was on the weekend. And as I said, you know, the bathrooms are you know, closed down. I mean, their bathrooms are open, but our bathroom.
Right. They have no water
the
whole
no
park.
Water.
But they have, like, at the office, you can go take a shower.
Yeah. Because
and have
they
bathrooms.
Have real.
They have to have a
sewers
real,
there.
Yeah. They have real sewers
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So we brought along our porta potty.
Right.
You know, just for the heck of it. And
camping porta potty.
Exactly. And so on Saturday, you know, Norm had to really, really pee really bad.
Yeah.
And so he's on the, so you I have to kind of give you the, it's like it's this little park model and it has a living room, has a dining room, kitchen, bathroom, bedroom. But then along the front of it is like this pretty big, like Four Season room.
Right.
All windows. And then right to the right of that is like a little porch area.
Right. I would say that the windows are, they start off about 2 feet off the ground. So you have plastic.
Yes.
So like you are maybe 3 feet so that you don't see the people's feet.
No,
like
no.
It's not floor
exactly.
ceiling
no,
screen
no.
or windows
the
or whatever.
Important part of the story.
Yes.
Exactly. So Norm has this idea that he's going to put the little porta potty on a small table.
Right.
And then stand looking out over the complex. And we have a street right in front of us. And, you know, it's a pretty busy street. One of the reasons that we bought this particular place is that it's nice and
yeah.
in the fact that you get to sit there and just, you know.
It's truly you guys.
Sip your coffee, but watch everybody else.
And
you know?
And you're only one person. You're out the door in a second.
Yeah, which is really nice because this is just a huge place.
Yeah.
And if you could go all the way back and back and back. And Ben might take you 10 minutes to actually get out of the
right.
place. But we are. We're just there and
yeah.
you just can leave whenever you
right.
get there and you leave. And that's like fabulous for us. So anyway, Norm's got to pee real bad. And he, so he's like, I know what I'm going to do. And he puts a little porta potty on the small table and he's standing at the window mm-hmm. looking out and people are just driving by and
right.
in their golf carts. Nobody drives by in their car. I mean, unless
you're
actually...
No, it would be horrible.
Yeah.
Because you can go 5.5 miles per hour.
Yeah.
What the half an hour, yeah. mile per hour means, I don't know.
Exactly.
Like, how do you know for sure? 5.5. But...
That's the speed limit.
But it feels okay in a golf cart. It does not feel okay in a car.
No, it's boring in a car.
Yeah, I think you're even going more than that than coasting, you know?
So Norm's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna stand up here, and I'm going to look real, you know, get real close to the window, and then I'm going to, like, be waving to people and peeing, and nobody's going to know.
That's right.
Nobody's
oh,
going to know.
For heaven's sakes. Dad does all the time.
Yeah. And it was like, so he, you know.
He's a boundary pusher.
He does this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. And I'm watching him because I'm sitting in the back, and he's got his hands on his hips, kind of like Clark Kent right after he turns into Superman, you know,
right.
like that. And so he's peeing in the porta potty. Nobody can see, mm-hmm. supposedly. He's holding his hands up. He's like, and he's like telling people, "How do you like me now, people? How do you like me now, people?" And people are just driving by, waving, and they have no idea
that well, the, man, peeing same
the man is peeing.
And Dad probably felt really, really
oh,
good.
Oh, he felt like king of the world.
There
he
you
felt
go.
Like the you know when what was it that movie where the boat sinks, Titanic?
Oh, he felt like, oh, I'm king of the world.
I'm king of the world.
And then And then the thing.
Oh, and then Sunday happened?
Yeah.
You want me to tell about Sunday?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Well, I love the fact that this is a great cabin because it's only 30 minutes away from where we live.
Yes.
So it's just far enough away that you feel you can get away.
Yes.
But not so much where you don't want to go.
Right.
So you're like, I don't want to drive.
Like
if it was
an hour, like, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't want to drive.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
And we haven't slept there yet.
No.
I mean, we're working up the courage.
Right.
Because it feels courageous.
Yeah.
To actually.
Courage. You're so brave, girlfriend. You're so brave. You get to spend the night in your own cabin in a real bed in a park mall with a real door.
It takes courage, Julia.
You're so brave.
So day number two is on Sunday. We're back Sunday morning. And I think Norman had a donut or something, but he comes in, he goes, I'm going to have to go across the street because it's not just like directly across the street. It probably is a golf cart ride.
Yeah.
It's a golf cart ride to the big office.
Right.
They have the big showers and the real bathrooms. He goes, I'm probably going to have to go there and do a number two.
Right.
Okay. Good. And then, so he messes around, he puts around, and then he goes, I go, aren't you going to go get in the golf cart and, go over? He goes, I can't now. I just can't. I can't make it over there. I'm not going to make it. I go, oh, okay. So, grab your porta potty. And he's like, can't decide where he wants to put the porta potty. I mean, at this point, the porta potty's in the bathroom.
Right. Yeah. He could just go
he
there.
He could have just gone there.
But he
wants to make another scene.
Oh, okay.
He wants to do something.
Or my feeling is because in your master bedroom, you're sitting in your bed and then he can go to the bathroom and you guys can talk.
Exactly.
So he wants to still, if he goes to the bathroom in the bathroom in the park mall and you're out in the front.
Yeah.
He'll miss you.
He'll miss me. He didn't want to be far from me.
You're saying he wanted to create another scene.
I think he did. So he's a
director.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know what to do. And so what he ends up doing, because I'm sitting in my Queen of the Universe seat.
Right.
And it took me 5 weeks to find my Queen of the Universe seat in this front porch. Because there's like 10 chairs there, like two or three tables, a chaise lounge, tried all of them, And this is the one that's
me. This is the one that's you.
So I've got my back against the camper. I got my arm on the table.
Right.
I'm in my queen. And I'm just literally to the left of the door that it's a little tiny door where you can come in the camper.
Okay.
Because there's a big patio door, but that's in by the porch.
Right. Okay.
And so I'm at the little door. And so I'm just sitting there. And Norm takes a little porta potty and puts it right in the doorway.
Awesome, Dad.
Like,
congratulations.
Right in the doorway. So I'm here on the porch. He's like 3 inches back in the doorway. And I don't know why, but and so he's got his knees literally, you can see his knees under his chin, basically. And at this moment in time, I don't know how, but like I told you, remember Yogi went to sleep.
Right.
And so they dropped up. And that's like a ritual. It's like an annual ritual. And the people come for it. And they have the big hay ride. And then they get dropped off by the ranger station.
Right.
And I hope I'm not giving too much away about where it's located or anything.
I mean,
because I don't want anybody to know about
Yogi
it.
Yogi Bear to sleep? No, you didn't
know. No, sorry.
Anything
okay,
away.
Good. All right. And
no clues there.
Okay, good. So they get dropped everybody off. Mm-hmm. And now there's this crowd that is literally walking by the front of our cabin.
Awesome.
And Norm has put all the blinds up, everything. So it's not like we're not seen. And people are so happy and they're friendly. And I'm just sitting there in my Queen of the Universe place having my coffee. And everybody's noticing us. And they're just waving.
Right.
And Norm's sitting there with his knees under his chin, waving to people.
Right.
And he's thinking at this point that nobody knows.
That he's on the toilet.
That he's on the porta potty.
I love that Dad's in denial about all this stuff. Because, first of all,
And he didn't say this. Well, how do you like me now, people?
He did say that?
No, he didn't.
Was he embarrassed?
He's a little embarrassed.
Like, oh my God,
because he could not. He tried to put his knees down. He couldn't do it.
Oh, there's no space.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
There's no space.
They're probably going, why is he
and
so
I
low?
And I was trying to freak him out. I go, hey, these people are coming up to the porch. They want to talk to us.
Ah! You're like, oh, shit.
Literally.
Oh, crap. Well, it's funny because Dad is one of those guys who loves to push the boundaries and then sometimes gets caught with pants down.
Yeah.
And I remember one time, I was like, 7, 10, or 9, 8 or 9, something like that. Uh-huh. And he was painting one of the bedrooms in our old house. Uh-huh. And he had the door closed. And he had the door closed, so I knew he was painting naked because he's like, you know, 70s. And he's like, I don't get paint on my clothes. Paint in my body will get washed off. And I remember you specifically said, I'm worried about your father mooning the world. Will you please go outside and just make sure that no one can see him naked as we're driving by? And I'm like, okay.
Okay, mama.
Yeah, I'll get scarred for life. And luckily, you know, you're not painting with your wee-wee hanging out to the world. You're
right.
Painting with your butt out. You know? So I'm walking by. I'm like, I come back in. I walk and I assess. And I'm like, well, here's where a car would be. And I look up. Well, hello there. And it's getting darker and darker. And Normano has the lights on in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And I walk back in. I go, oh, yeah, he's totally mooning everybody.
Oh, my God.
Totally mooning everybody. So, and you know, I think at that moment I told him, I go, I'm not coming. And he goes, don't come in. I'm naked. I go, yes. And so does half the world know. I go, just for your information. And I go, I think I've seen the same car drive around 5 times now.
No.
I go, so you're, you know, I guess the verdict is out and you have a cute ass. I don't think I said that.
No.
But.
Not a 10.
I'd be like, daddy, please. Everybody can see you naked. I saw your butt out there. You know,
that's kind of like a horror movie for children.
It is.
To let their parents be seen naked. It's okay, like they get to see it, you know, but for the world to see your parents naked, that's pretty scary for a kid.
Yes. Well, mostly, I can remember
this one little Rascal episode that scarred me for life.
Oh, really?
I probably was only
scarred
5 years
old.
Oh, yeah, I still remember it.
Does remembering, though, level, remembering things bring to the level of being scarred?
Yeah, you're right.
We'll say, maybe, but you were scarred.
A healed scar.
A heal. Okay, go for it.
I mean, it's a scar with scar tissue.
Because really, this
I've been scar tissued for life.
Like scar tissue. Okay, good. Because this has altered your spiritual being.
It did.
Okay.
It did.
You
and,
based
and,
this
and
based
so
on
5 years
this.
Old, watching the Little Rascals, and Spanky's mom is she's a momager. You know, she's like one of those Hollywood moms because Spanky's he's on the stage and they just discovered him and he's going to be singing and stuff, you know. And she's like behind the scenes and behind the curtain and just, you know, directing him. And he's like ready to pull his hair out and she's bugging everybody. And the curtain, you know, end scene and the curtain goes up and somehow her dress gets caught as the curtain goes up. And she's there, you know, and the curtain is going up and is totally slowly pulling her dress up over her head. And then there she is in the audience and the audience is looking up and she's just in her, well, at this, she was in a slip.
Slip, right. Because back then.
Yeah, it's black and white.
Yeah.
It was a slip. But it was mortifying.
Oh, my God.
For me, it was like mortifying. I'm like, oh, my God, Spanky, what are you going to do? You're going to throw yourself over your mom and hide all the, you know, the humility and the shame.
Yeah, and the men ogling for her. Not Googling her. Googling over her. Ogling. So what does Spanky do? I'm so curious.
I don't remember that part.
Oh, okay.
I think hopefully he dropped the curtain. But.
Okay, this kind of leads me to what I want to talk about a little bit. It's just as I was watching this one episode of Vice, and remember Ben Shapiro on Joe Rogan? He talks about how...
Wait, Ben Shapiro.
We liked him.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ben Shapiro, he really matches the way he speaks towards
to his
audience.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate him on Joe Rogan. And I've seen him in other places. I'm like,
that's not the
I'm
same guy
off.
We
I don't
listen
know who
to.
The hell
right.
You are.
And that is really a new
skill.
Thing.
It's a new skill, I guess, or a thing. Like, how can you do that?
You're matching your personality to your
audience.
Yeah,
not
just
the way you're presenting something, but your personality feels like it changes.
Right.
And so, but he talked about how as a society, we're very we're suggestible. You know, you can suggest and susceptible. Yes, to suggestions.
There's got to be a new word in there.
But so I was watching Vice on HBO, which I love, and they were talking about China and how China has a really it does not like porn at all. And, like, it'll put you in jail if you create porn or you're watching porn.
No,
and,
really?
And, like, prison. Yeah, like, so it's you know,
on the web. They'll put you in prison for porn?
Yeah, and they'll put you, like, they arrested this one girl who was just eating a banana suggestively. Like, that's pretty darn close to porn, people.
Oh, my God.
And we can't have this. But what's really big right now in China is live streaming. It's like porn. But it's just girls, like, uh-huh. You know, 20-year-olds, 22-year-olds.
Yeah. Being suggestive?
Just being pretty.
Oh.
And, you know, just like, you know, like how you have Chinese girls
anime.
Laugh.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, and just being pretty and talking.
Uh-huh.
And talking charmingly. And guys would just call and talk to them, live streaming, and they would buy them gifts or leave them money.
Right.
And so.
Oh, my God.
This was like their porn.
Right.
They weren't dressed suggestively. Like this one girl who makes like 20 grand a month, she's very popular. And she goes, and she's live streaming right this moment. She had an assistant with her holding the camera, the phone, you know. Uh-huh. Hi, everybody. I'm live streaming right now, and I'm going to go work out. And she goes, oh, and they say I looked really pretty today. And she just wears, he said, leggings on and a jog bra.
Uh-huh.
Nothing suggestive at all.
That we wouldn't think anything. Right.
Exactly. Very cute.
Whoa.
And then she's like working out, you know, and then she's going out to lunch. And
people are like, you can see her on the corner of the screen, her coins going up and up and up.
Exactly. Sometimes it's different gifts, whatever.
Whoa.
And then one time she goes out to dinner by herself and she says, I just want to say thank you guys all for all coming to dinner with me because otherwise I'd be lonely. Because I'm so alone. But now that you're here, I feel much better.
Oh.
And she went, you know how she laughs and covers her mouth. I can't let you see me smile.
Uh-huh.
But it was fascinating because.
Yes.
So they interviewed this one kid, probably 21, 22. He's he has a job that pays him about $800 a month. And what he does is he teaches dance lessons. He does dance classes. And he has a favorite a live streaming girl that he literally gives about a quarter of his paycheck to every month.
Oh, my gosh.
And he does it because he says, well, you got to pay, because I don't have a girlfriend right now.
Uh-huh.
And you got to pay for them to give you a little more attention. And so I want to make sure she's happy and that she gives me more attention than all the other guys are giving her stuff.
I want to do this so bad.
You want to do
this? I'm not kidding.
But the problem is here, literally, I've seen like the other HBO specials on live streaming for in America.
Yeah.
And literally it is
not pretty.
No.
It ain't pretty, but it ain't pretty.
I think if you take a Chinese 22-year-old Chinese man who has literally been seeing his girlfriend, you know, clothed and then going, "What the heck is this?" and so it made me wonder, like, you can always up the ante.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so if you have like a governor on it, like China is the governor in truck
terms.
I'm
the governor of China.
You know, like, well, yeah, because like in China, that, you know, like, no, you know, truck, if you don't know what truck, a governor is in a truck, it prevents you from going faster, right? It's something on the engine.
Right.
And it keeps your speed at 55 or 65.
Yeah, you can't go over 55 miles per hour.
And most truckers hate them.
Yeah.
For their only reason, this is their reason why they hate them so much. Well, because if I'm passing a guy and he's going 64 miles an hour, it's going to take me an hour to pass him. And I'm going to have a streamline of cars behind me all because I have this governor.
And you won't want to be behind me, people.
No, and I'm not going to care because I have got a governor, so I can't go over 65. And you're like, okay, I'm exhausted now. But anyway, so the Chinese government is the governor, you know, that puts that keeps porn at this level. But it seems to get people off still.
Wow.
And so you wonder, you know, I mean, I
love it.
Well, yeah,
to be that innocent.
Well, and still get your needs kind of met.
Yeah.
It's like, and then, you know, when we listen to Dan Savage, there's always one person where you're going, I need to take a shower. And Dan,
I do. I usually have my barf bag. Yes. And then I got to take a shower.
Because, and I want to tell that person, which Dan doesn't usually do this because he's a sex guy.
And he remains sex positive.
Yes. But I would say to the guy, like, dude, do you really want this to be your kink? because I believe you can retrain your brain.
Yeah.
You know.
We believe that.
We believe that. He goes, well, I don't think so. I go, dude, I'm telling you, when you were born, you really did not want, need to see, you know, two girls in a cup of poo, you know?
Yeah.
And that got you turned on. You didn't need to see that. Ever. Never in your mind was that something that you wanted to see.
But, you weren't at your mother's breast thinking, I want to see poo-poo on her.
Yeah. No.
Or it was an accident if that happened.
What's a Dree Sanchez or whatever that sex thing is. You know, you weren't thinking that. You really weren't. And then as you grew up, you probably still weren't thinking it, but then maybe you got introduced to... You know, maybe, well, first off, Playboy.
Marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana. Marijuana.
That's the door.
The doorway.
That's the entryway.
Oh, yeah, he goes, I don't know, I took this Ganji. Was it Ganji? Not Gandhi.
Gandhi.
I had a Gandhi. And my mind got opened up. No, okay, you know, and then I like. And, like, another one's off limits, you
right.
know?
Yeah, once that happens.
And you see, and I know an emergency room doctor, and she hasn't been specific, but she has said on certain nights, you don't want to go be the emergency room doctor.
Full moons.
Because that's all she's seeing is full moons. Right. And what people put up their full moon is, like, shocking.
Right.
And it's all for fun.
And it's kind of like the most one that's sort of... you know, what they're up their moons, you know?
Yeah.
Is if you think about somebody and they're like on in a cartoon and they have a bright idea.
Oh, yes. Eureka! I have a bright idea. I think I'll put this up my butt. Bright idea, mister.
Yeah.
And I can imagine her going to, like, dude, really? Do we need to talk about this? I mean, you know. But so I wonder if shut the porn industry down now.
Yeah.
And we get a reboot of our brains.
Yeah, like in 10 years, we can reboot it and just have us little people like going, you know.
Yeah, like, isn't this cute? And they're like, oh, wow, she's such a pretty girl.
Yeah.
You know,
I really appreciate her. Yeah. What she's doing.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah. I don't need to see her, you know, whipped and bound and, you know, all this stuff.
I'm thinking now, was it the Chinese culture? This was years ago, but they were paying. Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was Japanese. Like Japanese businessmen would pay really, really good money if you would just send them your underpants.
Oh, interesting.
Just used once.
Oh, just used once.
One time is all they just, that was, you know.
Are you supposed to wash it after use or no? Wear it once and then.
Wear it once, mail it to them. And of course, I'm sure they pay you first.
Be so fun. And this is where my brain goes.
Yes.
I'd be like, oh, I can do that. Like, I would buy really cute underwear.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, Grandma, would you wear my try that underwear on for me for a day? I like going to,
You
want to
do nursing homes? You want, oh, Grandma.
I go to nursing homes and say, hey, Grandma, you know, what do you think? And I split them with the money.
Split it.
Because they're all in for it.
50-50.
Well, I'm doing all the work.
You're doing all the work. I say more like 30-70.
Oh, they get the 30.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell them that.
Yeah.
I tell them 50-50.
Right.
And then really 30-70.
Now that's deceitful.
All right. I'll do 50. I'll do 30-70 and be honest.
Just
with
tell
them,
yeah.
And I'll say, listen, I carry the cost
of this.
They
still can buy cigarettes and antibiotics.
Yeah. For, you know. But I know you'd be down for this. Like, and a lot of them would be like, you know, I know a few of my aunts, they were really against Japanese people back in the day because they were around World War II. Because you had some uncles that were in World War II.
Ooh,
and they would be like,
revenge.
Yeah, like, you know what? I'll take 50 bucks from, you know, China. I'll take 50 bucks from, you know, Japan. Sure, whatever. That'd be awesome.
You're going to bust their economy.
And so it would be just an agreement. That would be an awesome thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. But I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah.
I still think it's very interesting that...
I still do, too. And I'm really serious when I say, wouldn't that be awesome? I mean, you could just have this relationship. Is it called gaming or...
Streaming.
No, is it really? But it's called something, though. Hmm. I mean, I know it's live streaming, but
what are you talking about?
I don't know what they call it, though, when you have a relationship with your audience.
Yeah.
And they know you. And then you'll say, oh, hi, so-and-so. I can't wait to talk to you. And then you hear, like, their coins being deposited. And so they know you're on.
Right.
Something like that. That's how it is in my fantasy.
That's exactly how it is. And it's called something like streaming. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But it's a way to make money. And it's so funny because I give these girls credit and the people who can do this because keeps the economy rolling, I guess.
Yeah.
But if we kept things like at a government, we wouldn't have to, you know, keep. I mean, I keep thinking, what will porn look like in 10 years?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm just like going, what's going on now?
Right.
What's going on now?
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, though, what it's going to look like in 10 years. I don't really know. So in the old days, I think that the 70s porn was the best.
Right.
Because there really still was a story.
Right.
And, you know, the guys had the great mustaches and a lot of hair. And the girls had a lot of hair. I do. I just...
Like, you love... I do. What is that called? Oh, that new show.
A Lethal Weapon?
Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, that guy
reminds me of '70s porn dude.
Oh, my God. I love him. I don't know what his name, Clayton or...
Yeah, something like that.
Something wild, yeah.
Something wild like Clayton.
a Clayton dude, you know? But there's just something that was so earthy and real about 70s porn. I think people would be happier...
Right.
To go back to the 70s.
But are you, and here's the thing, is porn like, you know, your favorite sports car? You know, like they say, like,
yeah,
you know,
I agree.
You go, I think, you fall in love with the first car you own.
Right.
And when you're in your 60s, that's the car you want to redo and buy and drive around, your classic car.
100%. So, and you can almost, like, when we see a certain type of car that's going down the street on a Sunday, we will know automatically the age of that person that's in there because that was their dream.
Exactly.
Like we have an old MG.
Right.
A 1960 MG.
Because that was part of your...
That was in our psyche. Yeah. You know? But speaking of the 70s, not the 60s, I have been watching this awesome show on Netflix. Well, you have too, called Mindhunter.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Takes place in the 70s. And you know, we always really recommend movies here, but I have to recommend this show. It's 10 episodes. It's season one. It's a Netflix original, which thank God they are doing this because, I mean, now everybody wants their, like Disney wants to own their own streaming or like whatever they do and other.
So they're realizing they have to up their ante by having more and more of their own content.
I think they do, but they are. I mean, they're just, and they give real comedians a break in terms of having their shows and stuff. But this thing is called Mindhunter. It's based on a book, and it really is about, and it's really well written and well done, but it's about, and my degree is in behavioral science and in counseling psychology, so I'm like totally attuned to this. But it takes place in this era of the FBI where they're just coming across now like these murderers, and their philosophy is like old school at this point, which is like got him, got the killer, and
he went down, we're done, let's get rid of him,
just get rid of him. And there's this young guy, he's in his 20s, and he's a hostage negotiator, just learning. And he starts to think like he's seeing these guys just having a bad day, really.
Right.
Needlessly get shot or they take their own lives. And he starts to think there's got to be something else. We have to be able to study this rather than just go, you're disturbed, you're sick, you die. Or you go to jail forever or you get fried, you know.
Right.
And so... He gets part of this. He becomes, actually, I think, he meets another guy who's in, he's like a teacher of behavioral science. And sort of together, they're moved into this basement facility.
Right.
But they get a little funding.
Very much like the X-Files.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They
get a little funding to say, okay, maybe we'll begin to look at... And what it involves is them going and interviewing these actual horrendous killers that, you know, not just like, I don't even know if the stories are true, but some of them are true.
Definitely.
And, you know, that the guy will cut his mom's head off and he had sex in her neck or something, you know, and they start asking these questions like, what is your motivation? and all that kind of stuff. And it is, you know, it's no shrinking violet show, but if you're wanting something that's extremely well written and takes place in the 70s, and here's truly.
Here's a problem about Netflix, because you think of it as a book or like a completion of a storyline.
Right.
And so you don't mind binging because you feel you're going to get to the end and you will then eventually get resolution.
Yeah, because it is like this, perhaps this Mindhunters is based on a book.
Right. So you're like, okay, I want to get this. This is going to be resolved.
Yeah, I'll watch these 10 episodes.
And feel complete.
Yes.
And they're all different times. Some of them are like about 55 minutes. Some are like 35 minutes.
Yeah,
And then all of a sudden, we're at the last episode. I'm like, they're going to have to really wrap stuff
up.
They're going
to start wrapping it up.
And I'm halfway through, I'm going, they're not wrapping anything up.
Uh-oh.
In fact, we're going deeper into crap.
I just want people to know it's still worth it.
It's 100% worth it.
It's still worth it because there's going to be a season two.
And I'm not telling anybody, they don't know. There's going to be a season two. Well, I had to look it up. And they said they had permission for season two. Charlize Theron is one of the producers.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. And before it even was released. So,
yeah.
I would like season two to come out in the next 6 months.
Yeah. Or, you know. Really, a lot sooner than that.
Yeah. But that is the only problem I sense with binging, is that I want a satisfied ending.
Yeah.
And this one was a cliffhanger of an ending,
correct.
I think.
Yeah.
And I feel okay about it.
I mean, was Stranger Things the same way?
Well, yes and no. I mean, we had a completion of the story. And now.
And what was the one with Nicole Kidman's good friend? What was that one?
Talk about Dirty Little. Oh, yeah, Gypsy.
Gypsy.
And that that might be a second, that's going to be a second season
as
well.
Yeah, as well. I mean, so don't let not investing these hours into a great show.
Well-written, great cast.
Good acting,
yeah.
And perfect cast.
And
don't let that, what we're saying, stop you from that.
And it seems like at this stage of the game, actors have a good chance to just be actors.
Yes.
There's a lot of content being produced, and they can just be actors.
Isn't that lovely, as opposed to having to be like,
I don't know how much they're going to be making. You know what I mean? Like they're no longer celebrities.
Right.
They're just acting.
Right.
So it's been very, very good. And I would I give it all 5 stars.
Oh, 100%.
6 stars, wherever
you go for. And what was so wonderful is that you really do see that there was this point in our society, in our psychological society, where we were like, you know, you're a bad guy. You go to jail. We did our job. And then they're starting to come in like, wait a minute. What was the motivation?
Yeah, what was the motivation?
What happened here? Let us go into your mind.
Right.
Let us explore this. And then maybe, like, we can catch somebody in grade school that's, you know, pulling the wings off of flies or something, you know.
I know we only have about 8 to 10 minutes left.
But I want to tell a riddle.
Because we heard about this riddle.
Yeah.
You want to set it up or we can set it up?
Well, this is great because this riddle is about the American Psychological Association came out with this a riddle, basically, but they've decided that this is one question or a riddle that you can ask someone or that they can ask someone, and if they can answer it, it will tell them that you are either a sociopath or a psychopath.
Right.
And so I'm going to give this riddle, but I almost feel like we need some kind of wild music.
Well, okay.
Seem to face up to the facts. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. Can't sleep cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Wild music.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, do you want to say the riddle?
I'll say the riddle.
Okay.
I don't have it. I have it written down somewhere, but I'm going to do it from memory now.
Okay. All right.
So, a woman is attending her mother's funeral.
Her own mother's funeral.
No, not somebody else's funeral.
Right. Her own mother's funeral. A woman, a grown ass woman. Okay.
And she meets
somebody. I'm going to be adding my stuff here.
Thank you. She meets a man at this funeral who is beautiful and kind and smart. And in her mind, she could see having kids with this man.
He's the one.
He's the one. They're soulmates.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Your soulmate.
And, but, you know, who knows why she doesn't get his name or number.
Our number.
And he then leaves.
And he leaves.
She can't find him anywhere.
And she asks everybody.
Yeah. No one seems to know who this man was.
Nobody knows.
No one.
And so she's sad or whatever.
Yeah.
And
2 days later.
2 days later.
She ends up killing her sister.
She murders her sister.
She murders her sister.
And I need you to tell me why.
Why?
Go ahead. Now just think, people.
Tick tock, tick tock.
And the American Psychological Association has said that if you know the answer,
yes,
you are very likely a psychopath.
Now, the cue is, now, we may have said it in a way that kind of leads them to an answer. I don't know if we...
I hope not.
If our reflection was...
Do you think if we gave away too much?
I hope not. So I'm giving you guys an out if by chance you get the answer right on the first try.
Don't think of yourself as a real total psychopath.
Yeah, because maybe we didn't set it up correctly or we gave you too much of a...
But I have to tell you, when I heard it, I didn't get the right answer.
Nor did I.
Thank God.
No. And then when I heard the answer, I was like oh, come on. So obvious.
So obvious. It's so obvious. And I went through like, okay, so the sister was a cross-dresser or, you know, and then she found out.
Normano said they're actually twins.
Yeah. But it was funny because, you know, while we're thinking of all this, They're saying no. Some people like immediately know the answer,
and it was funny because we heard it on the
on the radio.
Yeah, on the radio, and like, but what I was thinking of is like, I was trying to think of what it was, like what could it possibly be?
Yeah,
and then when I heard the answer, I really felt like I should have thought about that.
Yeah,
but I realized why I didn't get it right.
Right,
and because I gave the psychopath too much, like. She was too evil.
Yes.
And so her motivations would be evil.
Right.
But her motivations weren't evil.
Right.
They were actually nothing.
Logical.
Logical and also nothing.
Well, they were logical and had no emotional stake in it.
Right.
So I'm going to tell the answer.
Go ahead.
Do you want to tell the answer?
No, you tell the answer.
Okay, the answer, which is so obvious to psychopaths and sociopaths, is the reason this woman kills her sister is because she's hoping that he will come again to the family funeral.
Ba-dum-bum. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that makes such sense. You know, and I get it, like, so easy.
Yeah.
But you go, oh, she didn't have to have a reason about hating her sister.
No.
It was only about the guy.
So you're
insignificant to my life. Yes. I'll kill you no matter what so that maybe this guy.
I can have this.
Can come to the funeral for you.
Yeah.
I thought that was very interesting.
I know. It was so great. You know?
So if you didn't get the answer correct, congratulations.
Congratulations.
If you got it correctly.
There's still hope for you.
Yeah. Because like we believe you can capture negative thoughts and like don't act them out. And you cannot act out your negative thoughts.
Right.
But if you're fully
assimilated
into our culture, awesome. Yeah.
But the guy on the radio that got it right, he sounded like a psychopath.
He did.
He was angry and mean, and he thought, you stupid people.
This is an eighth grade problem. Yeah.
What is wrong with you people?
And I thought, oh my God, you sound like a sociopath.
Oh my God, you're a psychopath. Oh my God. I told Norm that, you know, and he could not get the answer.
Yeah.
And when he finally, you know, we told him, he was like, oh my God, it's so easy. And he goes, I got a riddle for you.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh, did he?
And
okay.
And I go, okay. Oh my God. I'm ready for the riddle.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, maybe it's not quite a riddle, but he said this ham and cheese sandwich walks into a bar.
Oh, okay.
And it sits down. This ham and cheese sandwich just sits down at a bar.
Is it a ham sandwich and a cheese sandwich? Two sandwiches?
I'm thinking it's two sandwiches.
Okay.
I think it's a ham sandwich and a cheese sandwich.
Okay, got it. Two sandwiches. Okay.
Yeah, two sandwiches. Two ham sandwiches and cheese sandwiches.
Ham and cheese. Okay, they're holding hands.
They walk into a bar and they sit down at the bar. Okay. And the bartender comes up to him and said, oh, I'm sorry, we don't serve food here.
Oh.
Two peanuts are walking down the street, and one is assaulted.
Those are always good ones.
Yeah.
Keep the show light and fun, you know? Okay, I just got to say one thing real quick.
Where are we at in the show?
About 2 minutes left
to go. Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell a quick bathroom story real quick.
Sure.
Maybe I'll go a little long. Okay, anyway, the bathroom story is this. Normano was going to the bathroom at one of his stops. It's a new stop. And he has to go bad. He's been driving for 4 hours. He has to go bad. He has to go now.
Does he have to go number two?
Number one.
Oh, number one.
Number one.
Okay.
I don't even think he told me.
Okay.
And he walks in to where it says bathroom. Uh-huh. And he gets closer. And as he gets closer, there's a big sign, which he couldn't see before. It says, you must be wearing your hard hat, your safety goggles, and your safety boots.
And work shoes.
To walk into the bathroom.
Yeah.
He's like, what the to go to the bathroom, and he said, screw that, and he walked in and went to the bathroom anyway, regardless of any, like,
he had
no
safety goggles on, no hard hat.
He did not care for his safety one bit. He did not wear his hard hat, his goggles, or his, you know, safety shoes.
One can only imagine what it looks like in there if you need goggles on.
Exactly. And so you wonder what that thing was all about, right?
Right.
I have been to a couple of bathrooms where, you know, the floor's a little wet all over. You don't really know why.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you pull your pants down, you're going, son of a gun, my pants are now touching the bathroom floor.
Yeah.
So, you know, you hike your pant legs up, and you're going, I really wish these were the days I was wearing like a 2-inch work boot, you know, where you're just taller and the soles are heavier and you don't feel like, you know, a little moisture ain't going to do anything because they're waterproof. You know, I would love to wear those boots on those days. And I think some bathrooms could really benefit from those warnings.
From it. Yes. Well, you know, this week I was in a bathroom and I was sitting on the toilet. It was one of those fancy schmancy toilets.
Yeah.
And there must have been something wrong because it literally flushed like every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And I wished I had goggles on.
Yeah.
I wished I would have had.
Blowback or something.
I was
like that.
Getting major ass.
Major
ass blowback. I wish I had my safety goggles on.
Well,
and a hard hat.
I have to just share this one thing before we go. This morning I was watching something and it was like 4 o'clock infomercial, but it was like a commercial infomercial. And it was for a Clorox scrubber that you can buy. You know, and it's called Clorox Scrub Fastic or something like that.
Scrub Fastic.
Yeah. Something fun, you know, cute and all that stuff. And it was a poll with like basically a glorified exfoliator. Yeah, you know, like a scrubber for your face, but it'd be for a long pole, like you know, to clean.
Got it.
And this is what they did. They said you can go from your bathroom and you see it cleaning the bathroom to your kitchen. Literally from your bathroom cleaning around the bottom of the toilet bowl, inside the toilet bowl, to your kitchen cleaning your stovetop and your countertop. And I'm like, I'm okay working from
kitchen to the bathroom.
I am not okay working from bathroom to kitchen. And I go, and then what? You know, what? I mean, like, do you wash the heads? Do you rinse them off? What do you do?
Oh.
I know.
Faux pas.
But I'm thinking.
That's a marketing issue.
But yet I wrote it down, and this product looked fantastic.
Did it really?
Oh, yes.
Scrub Fantastic?
Scrub Fantastic. Clorox Scrub Fantastic. I go, I need to get my hands on one of those. And they said if within an hour, you can clean your whole house. You just, you know, scrub the baseboard, scrub the, you know, the head, you're scrubbing everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I haven't scrubbed that in a long time. Yeah. And I'm still not going to go from there to my bathroom, then to the kitchen. And I literally lost
you
my...
You could scrub even into the cabinets in the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh.
Perhaps you might find some Mardi Gras beads.
You might if you did that. So, girlfriend, how was the show tonight?
It was great.
It was great.